Hi, David.
Hey, Claude.
How are you doing?
So good.
We can only like start an introduction when we put on a voice.
We don't have an elevator pitch. We're like, just listen to us talk for 20 minutes and you'll understand why this
You
podcast is
understand.
called The Mindful Chaos.
Then.
Yeah, this guy's a therapist, guys.
I just offended everyone.
You're gonna get
The
canceled.
what? The podcast that serial killers hate.
Chaotic.
Okay, and cut.
This episode is not really an episode, but it's more of like a get to know who we are, because I think we, David and I, it's really difficult for us to try to talk about ourselves seriously in the beginning of a podcast episode. And every time we try to do that, we get really awkward.
No, we don't. So how are we going to actually introduce ourselves then?
Maybe we can talk about how we met, because that's one of the top searched questions on Google. No, some of them, one of the most asked question is, how do you guys know each other? And I was like, I picked him off the street. Like,
wow. That's not offensive at all.
I saw him crying on the road one day.
Eating ice cream in the dark one day.
Eating ice cream in the dark by a window. I was like, are you okay? Do you want to start a podcast? We can talk about your mental health.
Yes, thank you.
Actually, so it started with a love story between...
That is so misleading, but okay, go on. Please.
Why did you have to ruin it? That was a great intro. That was such a good opening
line. Okay, go ahead.
People will be like on the edge of their seats. Love story.
Oh my god. Yeah, okay, go. How did we meet, David?
It started with me and someone called Ronald. No, I was really good friends with Ronald
in high school,
who is Claudia's current husband. And so we were best friends there. We became friends up until someone entered the scene, and her name was Claudia.
And then now we're best friends, right?
Now we're a podcast.
Now we're podcast hosts.
Yeah, now we're co-hosts.
Yeah, that was how we met. And when we first met, you were a counselor at a school in Hong Kong.
Oh, right. Oh, that, I didn't even know that was when we first met.
I thought you meant I didn't even know I was a school counselor.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
And then you decided to leave us all and move away to Australia to do your master's in clinical psych, to become a real therapist, have a real job, and decided to live there and stay there forever.
Well, maybe not forever. We'll see. What were you doing at the time?
That's a difficult one because I switch jobs quite a bit, like maybe once a year, once every 1 year or 2 years. So I don't even really remember which job I was at that time. I might have been at a magazine or I might have been with a hospitality group.
You were flying around a lot. That's all I remember.
And I was at a hospitality group.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
But no, throughout all of the different careers that I've had, it's all in marketing. So I just do social media, digital marketing. But I minored in, I don't know if I've ever told you this, actually. I minored in psychology, but my major in university is criminology.
Oh, okay. I remember Ron mentioning that in the very beginning, but then it just never came up again because you weren't even working remotely in that field.
Yeah, I know, and I wouldn't just like randomly as a topic of discussion over dinner. Do you guys know?
By the way,
I'm really interested in the minds of a criminal.
Oh, shoot. Okay. I mean, we're gonna revisit that for sure. But okay. So, segue. That means like, what do you do now?
Now I'm still in digital marketing, in another different industry. But I recently completed a diploma in counseling in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically, I was trying to figure out, I think, you know, after you kind of get settled into your career, you start to think about what's next.
Yeah.
Like, is this going to be my job forever?
Yeah.
And there were a lot of different options, like, you know, further studies of MBA, master's, and I was kind of flip-flopping between if I wanted to continue in business or maybe I should relook at psychology. And I think one of the things that made me try to take this diploma course instead of a master's, because I wasn't sure if I wanted to do like a full-on master's, because that's a huge commitment. Especially it's in a completely different field. But one of the deciding factors I wanted to go into this route was something that you said to me, I think maybe like 2 years ago. Which was, I think we were talking about, we were talking about this of whether I should look into the route of, you know, doing counseling or a therapist. And then you basically mentioned that you thought I would be a pretty good
For
therapist
context.
Or a counselor.
For context, I was depressed at the time, and Claudia and Ron would always take care of me mentally, but they were also worried about me, I found out. And so Claudia was a very good listener, and she was giving me like solid advice that I would give to clients at the time. And then I realized, if this is her untrained, imagine her potential after some training. So it was, I think I had a good eye. And you turned out to do really well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a therapist, guys.
Not yet.
Not yet, but yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think we started this podcast too. Because I think after I got into the counseling course, I was also thinking, okay, what's after that? Do I become a therapist? Or how can I take my learnings and apply it somewhere else?
Yeah.
And maybe mix it up with my digital marketing, social media skills. And we were talking about our mental health idea.
Yeah.
And we realized we had the same idea, which is so weird.
Yeah. That's good. That's a big one behind the scenes, by the way. We're going to surprise you at some point.
Yes, it's still a work in progress.
Yes, it is. It's good.
But we started off this podcast first. Sometimes I feel like things line up for a reason, right? So then I got into like criminology and then, you know, psychology and then marketing and then psychology again.
Yeah.
And then just for us, like our paths to kind of cross. But then were you always in the psychology mental health path?
Yeah, mine is quite different from yours. I've been pretty boring for the past 7 years, I'd say. Like, uni,
not boring, consistent, loyal.
Sorry, reframe. Bachelor in psychology, master's in counseling, school counselor, master's in clinical psychology, and now clinical psychology registrar. So basically the same path.
That's okay. You have honed your skill. But then, you know, what's next, David? What is next for you?
Recently, a lot has been happening. So it's just thrown a lot of possibilities into my horizon. So acting has been new, modeling has been new, screenwriting and all that. So all that's been pretty exciting. And I don't know what
that is. So cool.
And that's like, it hails back to, that's when we were talking, you know, and you reminded me of your past life in Canada.
My past life.
What were you doing?
Yeah. I was a TV host for one of the Chinese stations in Toronto. Even though, you know, you just got into acting and modeling and like script writing, you were doing something even throughout your psychology psychology life, right? That was outside of psychology.
Yeah. I mean, I was in like anti-human trafficking work. I was traveling around as a freelance videographer. I was writing some like novels on the side. So it was like I always had those ADHD kind of traits of like, I can't just do one thing. Let me see how many things I can stack on my plate.
Yeah, let me cover all the different industries.
But I like it. I think part of it is my upbringing. My parents are always very supportive of me trying new things. And I just don't really have a fear of failure when there's no huge consequence. And with hobbies, there's not really a consequence. If I suck at it, I suck at it. So I just try things.
It's so true. It's like our podcast. We're like, okay, let's just try it. If people hate it, they hate it. Then we'll stop. But
and we're just horrible human beings with no value. But that's okay.
I know, that's okay. Everyone has a podcast.
That's true.
We're trying to make a really heavy and serious topic into something that's a little lighter and a bit more fun. And like, it doesn't mean that we're not taking it seriously, or, you know, we're not like providing all of these like stats and information and all of the research and stuff. I mean, I love listening to some of those, but I'm like, you and me could never. Dude, it's not even just that.
We would never be human. Like, I would never be Andrew Huberman or whatever. Like,
like all of those like academics, we could never.
Yeah. No, I can't.
We can't even introduce ourselves normally. Like, how do you expect?
Never say hi to each other properly.
Yeah. And, you know, just because you're a therapist, I don't want to turn this into like a really serious, like, then it becomes like a therapy session.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, go pay for it. Don't listen to a podcast.
Exactly. But I think our main goal and like outcome of this podcast is to just try to showcase how like everyday trivial things can actually add up or affect your mental health. And people might not think that it has to do with it, but it actually does.
I think that destigmatizes the word mental health or the concept of mental health in psychology. It's not only when you have a mental health problem or an issue that you have to talk about mental health. It's just anything. And that's what I love about like your concept about this podcast, is not just talking about it in a fun and chaotic way, but also saying it in a way that relates to daily life, rather than, oh, I'm feeling depressed, now I have to think about or talk about mental health.
Yeah. And I think it's good to kind of like have a therapist point of view as well, because then sometimes I think one of the other stigmas that people get worried about, you know, what do you talk about in therapy? Like, how serious is it? Like, or it's like kind of embarrassing, or I don't want to cry in therapy all the time. But, you know, the conversations don't always have to go there. I mean, it definitely does get there sometimes, but it usually does end up with someone crying.
I hope you get your money's worth and cry.
But yeah, and you can also see that, you know, a therapist is also just a person. They can also have other interests outside of being a therapist.
They could be a weird person too.
They could be a weird person. They could also have problems themselves.
Yes, you'll find out.
I think being in this like mental health space has also just given me a different kind of purpose in life. Ooh. No, but it's very different than just doing like a marketing job, right? Like in the mental health space, you interact with other people, like you kind of, you're providing more of like a service, even though in marketing it's more business driven, but then in mental health it's more people driven. So I think it's really different, but really satisfying to be able to, you know, be in both actually.
Yeah, that's true. And I think we're similar people in that those are where our interests align and overlap. I don't think it is the case with everyone. Like, not every marketer we meet would love people, or not everyone we meet who loves people would be into marketing and arts and, you know, creative media.
Yeah. So
I definitely think it's a lovely place to be, because I find so many overlaps in them, because marketing is about people and persuasion and their psychology of, you know, consumer psychology. And then in psychology, we actually also have to market ourselves and market different things. So there's a lot of like healthy overlaps that are very interesting and fun to work with. And I think that's what we're doing now, like in this podcast or in other ventures, like this is peak interest for us, peak passion.
I think that's like basically us.
Yeah, this is us.
But we do hope that this this little snippet can let you guys understand us a little bit more, and, you know, the meaning behind the podcast, even though sometimes we're really not serious, but our intentions are very serious.
Yeah. And even if we joke about some things, it doesn't mean we don't care about it. I think it just speaks to our stupid sense of humor sometimes. But, you know, sometimes when you can't fix something, the most you can do is laugh about it. So, ha ha ha, depression, ha ha.